Yours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
Today on Ours to Protect, we talk with Virginia O'Gara, founder of My Goodness and the Cork Urban Soil Project, about how they ensure their food is both nutritious and delicious, and why you should care about the soil in the ground. Out in the Marina Park Industrial Estate, I meet Virginia, who shows me some of the raised planter beds My Goodness grows its goodies in, using soil that was once food waste from the kitchens of the business. This is called a closed loop system. Virginia with more.
What a closed loop system means is that all inputs that have outputs, those outputs of its system become the inputs again. So for instance, in CUSP, we have food and takeaway containers from our neighbors and friends and customers. Then that is consumed. It goes into our biodigester where it hangs out for about a month. What it spits out is compost. We use that compost then to grow vegetables. Those vegetables are then made into food for our customers, friends, and community. So that is, in essence, what a closed loop system is. The inputs become the outputs, become the inputs.
One of the things that this closed loop system facilitates is healthier and happier soil, and by proxy, healthier and happier crops. I asked Virginia, had the taste of the food changed at all since My Goodness made the transition to a closed loop system?
This soil has been analyzed by UCC, and it's pretty darn good. The NPK is right on for growing a wide variety of vegetables. So in My Goodness, because we don't have a whole lot of space, we have more than most people who have a Cinti Center kitchen, but we have started to grow interesting different varieties of vegetables to say, hey farmers, hey local farmers in Cork, look, you can grow these waxy potatoes, as you see here, and they have a different texture, they have a different kind of starch count, and that's what we use to make our vegan cheese. We've used it to grow daikon radishes, which are this beautiful crop that can be planted twice a year in Ireland, and it's a great intercropper that breaks up clay soil, and it gets the soil ready for your next crop. They're full of vitamin C. They can be fermented. They can be eaten fresh, and they're so healthy for you. And we've been able to grow those here, not only as the roots, but also as the greens. Our tomatoes, I mean, you know yourself, if anyone out there has ever grown their own tomatoes, you know that the difference of things that you can grow in your house with really rich, nutrient-dense compost is far better than anything you're going to get in Aldi or Tesco. So yeah, I'd say just, you know, as a novice, the taste is way better, but also scientifically, we've been able to prove that the compost we're creating from our really healthy vegetables and a bunch of beer mats from the Franciscan well going into our composter is actually healthier than just like random bits you find out there.
According to the United Nations, we rely on soil for 95% of our food, but a third of it has already degraded. Soil health is food security, and when we don't nurture nature, we ultimately pay the price. I asked Virginia about some of the issues that arise from poor soil in cities and what we can do to combat them.
Some of the problems you face as an urban dweller, which is, you know, more than half of the population on the planet, is that a lot of the soil around city centers is toxic. It can be full of heavy metals and other toxins. So if we can develop a system where there is community composting of various sorts, we can have healthy soil to grow our vegetables, and you are what you eat, and those vegetables are as well what they eat. So whatever microbes are existing in the soil where those vegetables are growing, whatever chemicals, whatever nutrients, minerals, and vitamins exist in those, that's what's going to be in your vegetables. And when you eat those, you are then a part of that. So we need to take a step back from allowing other people to grow our food and deal with our waste, and maybe look at what's important to us in life, figure out how we can grow better food, figure out how we can create a better environment to grow that food, and then just go with it. It's actually a really fun project to be a part of because it's quite simple.
It can often seem like a daunting place to start from when it comes to regenerating our soil. But Virginia and her team at My Goodness and the Cork Urban Soil Project have a plan to start a compost club for Cork City. Here's Virginia again.
Right now, we don't have any funding, so we are looking at setting up a community funding compost club. So right now, we're in the process of setting up a way that people can donate a fiver a month to the project so that we can continue experimenting with methods of community composting and to find solutions for the problem of waste in the linear waste stream, which all of us have to participate in. For that fiver a month, we are going to have open days where you can come and feed the biodigester and see what we're doing here in the Cork Urban Soil Project in the Marina Park. You can have some of the compost that we're making to bring home to your very own windowsill to grow your very own vegetables. We're still kind of working out what a compost club might want. So if you have any ideas, please let us know. DM us on Instagram or get in touch with us at the Urban Soil Project online.
The theme of today's episode was soil health for growing at home. You can find out more about the work Virginia and her team at the Cork Urban Soil Project do by visiting their website at www.urbansoilproject.com and follow them on social media. You can also taste the difference by popping into My Goodness in the English Market to try some of their closed system creations from vegan Snickers to kombucha. If you're interested in increasing the health of your soil or starting out on your own closed loop gardening journey, check out the show notes of this episode.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.